It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Megan Marshall. And if Megan's here, we're either talking about a parade or we're talking about some cool event going on in Price City. This time out, we're talking about the parade, and it is the St. Patrick's Day Parade getting ready to go off this Saturday, the 16th at noon on Main Street. It's going to be a lot of fun. Megan, how are you today?
Oh, I'm so pumped. How are you?
I am doing well. Now, first, let's get this out of the way, because you actually saved it for right here.
I did.
And you want to make the announcement of the Grand Marshal for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and that person is...
Drumroll! Mark Jesperson is our 2024 Price City St. Patrick's Day Grand Marshal.
You know, Mark and Amy both do a lot to bring people into the community. They've done great things with the mountain bike track and bringing mountain biking here in the area, and do a lot up there to take care of it. And they bring in a lot of people when they have a mountain bike race, don't they?
They sure do. They sure do. So that not only helps our local economy, of course, but with tourism, you know, and exposing so many people to this beautiful community that we have. And so all of the volunteer work that he has done, this is definitely some well-deserved recognition.
Most definitely. So that is, he will be leading the charge, so to speak, on Saturday as they head down Main Street. Now, I think you always talk about it, because we talk about the parades and stuff like that. You always go into these parades with a little bit of caution because, you know, we're all procrastinators. That's just the way we operate. But how are you looking as far as entries this year for the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Yeah, really, really well. Consistently over the last few years, we have increased our number of floats year over year. And so I'm confident we're doing the same thing again this year. And people get more and more competitive with their floats, making sure that they're in theme. They want one of those big shiny trophies. So it's definitely a spectacle to come out and see all of the wonderful, unique floats that we're getting now.
And what is the theme for the parade this year?
It's just overall sticking with St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
You know, we just want to see all that green. We want to see the rainbows, the pot of gold, the whole bit.
And now I've been announcing this for the last few years, and there is one thing above all else that we worry about with safety and things like that. And I don't want to have to be the tattletale, because I don't appreciate it. I don't like doing it. But there is one safety measure that has to be followed if you are doing a float in the parade, right, Megan?
That's right. That's right. Just for everyone's safety's sake, and for some horrible tragedies that have happened around the country, our biggest safety concern is making sure that no candy or objects are thrown from a moving vehicle. You just have to have walkers walking alongside the floats, throwing the candy out to everybody. That just keeps the candy out of the street, which means it keeps kids out of the street.
That's right. So try not to, well, definitely do not.
Do not.
From a moving vehicle, do not throw candy, or somebody's going to call Megan and tell on you.
That's right.
Because the kids' safety is first and foremost in everybody's mind, as you said, especially with, it was just last year, wasn't it, the upstate that had the big tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that. We don't want any part of that. But other than that, get ready to have some fun. You know, we've got the fire engines, the band, the businesses that are putting floats out there. And we talked in the past, this is such a great way to get your name out there, isn't it?
That's right. It's free advertising. It's free engagement with the community. It's a great way to get your name or your organization. And one of my favorite parts has been the increase in family entries. We've got so many families just getting together with their kids and making a float or decorating their bikes. And we love it. We welcome it. We just want you to register on Price City's website, and we'll get you a really good spot.
And that's always my favorite, too. It has started to become my favorite, and Megan and I talk about that all the time, is the amount of families that just get together. And let's put a float in the parade.
Yeah.
As you said, we can ride our bikes. We can dress up our four-wheelers or our side-by-sides and just be a part of the parade. And that's the great thing about it. It's for everybody, and everybody can come and have a really great time. Once again, noon, correct?
Noon this Saturday. We're expecting beautiful weather, so come out and see it.
I wasn't even going to talk about it.
You don't want to jinx it.
I don't want to even jinx it. So where are you guys starting this year? Where you always start, or did you have to move because you have so many entries? I think we talked about that before.
We did increase our lineup locations, but the parade route itself remains the same. on Main Street between 600 East and 100 West, all the way down. We're proud to say that we've got announcers on every block, so you can hear all of the amazing details from the floats and always have a good spot to watch.
Once again, so come on down, see me. I'll be down there. Other announcers will be down there. Come on down, say hi, enjoy the parade. And then I think we need to just say, and then once the parade is over and all the merriment has happened, head on up to Notre Dame. You got to have corned beef and cabbage for St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right, they go hand in hand.
So head on up there, and you know what? They've got corned beef and cabbage. They got hamburgers and hot dogs for the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun this Saturday. Don't miss it. It is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I'm not saying a word. I just hope it is as good as it was last year. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Megan, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. Just get out there and enjoy it. It's for the entire community to come out and enjoy St. Patrick's Day with the St. Patrick's Day Parade starting at noon on Main Street this Saturday. Megan, you know what? Thank you so much for putting these things together. You're great.
Thank you so much for helping me push it. This is so much fun.
All right. So once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.